This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. With the Iowa Farm Act now introduced ahead of the 26th legislative session, Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy says the proposal is focused on identifying barriers that have made it harder for farmers and agribusinesses to operate, while also positioning Iowa agriculture for the future. We'll hear more from Secretary Nagy right after this. Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy says a major focus of the Iowa Farm Act is identifying barriers that have created unnecessary costs and uncertainty for producers. That includes taking a closer look at tax policies and how those issues will move through the legislative process as lawmakers begin work this session.
So, you know, some of these tax provisions, and of course, there's the mechanics of working through budgets and tax policy in the legislature, is that those have to then go through different committees. And we've had good conversations. And here's the other thing I know for sure. There's going to be a healthy conversation around property tax reform in the state of Iowa. So it's very possible that some of the provisions that are in our bill end up in other bills, you know, but that's the legislative process. What we want to do is raise these things, you know, some fairness issues, cutting that sales tax. There's a grain excise tax that generates about $1 million, you know, that ultimately gets passed on to farmers. We think that is ripe for eliminating that. You know, there's some bringing fairness to how retirement income for retired farmers are treated and what kind of business structures, S corporations, estates, trusts, those types of things that they may have proactively set up to take advantage of Iowa law, to be able to pass things to the next generation, to be able to operate effectively. You know, we just want to make sure there's some fairness there. And that's why, again, you put these into a package where we can get the attention that we need and move them forward. We've got great support. I have to say, from the Speaker of the House, Pat Grassley, who's a farmer, Majority Leader Klemisch, committee leadership, we've had a lot of support, and we've been consulting heavily with them throughout the process. So again, we're anxious to get into this and see where we can get through see what we can get across the line by the end of the session.
Beyond tax policy, Nagy says the Iowa Farm Act also looks at the broader health of Iowa agriculture, including workforce challenges, biosecurity concerns, and efforts to grow new market opportunities for producers.
We want to look at economic opportunity. We want to keep the tax base low in the, we keep taxes low in the state of Iowa. We want to look at that workforce. We want to look at biosecurity. And you mentioned it, but we're going to also be really trying to grow and continue to lean into that Choose Iowa program that we have. Iowa grown, Iowa made, Iowa raised. And by the way, that's one of those topics where we have 300 Choose Iowa members across the state. And there's some really interesting things that start to happen when you're growing apples and then you want to process apples, and some things that pop up around zoning and taxation and some of those types of things. So the more of that activity that we see in the state of Iowa, which we're investing in heavily, the more issues that then might have to be addressed or barriers that we need to clear.
Nagy says that while individual provisions could move through different legislative paths, the Iowa Farm Act is designed to elevate agriculture policy during the session and keep focus on removing barriers, strengthening the workforce, and supporting long-term stability for Iowa farmers and rural communities. For this story and more, you can log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. You can also find full replays of our market programs or news programs, and well as Weekend Ag Matters and Iowa Ag Matters as well. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.